Our assumptions about younger workers may need some updating. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Moore, professor and chair of the psychology department at the University of Puget Sound, explores stereotypes about millennials.
Millennials, or Generation Y, those born between 1982 and 2000, are often stereotyped in the workplace. Some of these labels are positive. Gen Ys are described as being confident and optimistic about the future, team-oriented and technologically savvier than their Gen X or baby boomer coworkers. But many of the stereotypes are negative and inaccurate, and they may lead employers to misjudge and mismanage their younger workers. Gen Ys are often described as less loyal, more difficult to retain, more entitled, and less work-centered than previous generations. In our research on white and blue-collar employees at a leading American corporation, however, we found a more complex reality than either of these extremes. First, although each generational cohort grows up and enters the labor market under different circumstances, it's also true that typical maturation and experiences at work exert a powerful influence. The impact of the generational cohort is actually fairly small. Second, although researchers tend to focus on differences, in truth, there is greater similarity, not dissimilarity, between generations on what engages them on the job, on their expectations for good pay and benefits, and on the balance they seek between work and home. Last, many Gen Y workers tell us that they want to stay with their employer long term and wish organizations would give them a reason to do so by offering the same types of pensions or mentoring opportunities they gave to previous generations. They don't feel more entitled. Rather, they say that workplaces have become less generous and attractive places to put down roots. In short, be wary of the stereotypes. As ever, good people management is the key for all generations.
That was Sarah Moore of the University of Puget Sound. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.